Hello and welcome to Jaw Law. I'm your host, Joe McGregor, and today we are going to be talking about my favorite subject, lawyers. I feel like I mention this all the time, but most of the inspiration for these episodes are born out of conversations that we have with our clients. And this is no different, but it's kind of half of one conversation and half of another. One last week and one this week. One dealing with a very serious problem and the other dealing with a very good proposition, very good business proposition. And in both conversations, we talked about lawyers, in particular, lawyers that we see on TV. For most of our clients, we are the first lawyers they've really hired. To the extent they have hired lawyers, it's usually been for minimal interaction, like hiring somebody to form an entity or just not a sustained engagement. So much of people's idea of how lawyers conduct their business and behave is collected from the TV, from the lawyers we see on TV. And for the most part, this is pretty harmless, but it actually creates problems from time to time. Now, what is it that we see on TV? Most of the times, what we see are litigators. These are people who fight for a living because the thing they are doing is a fight. Sometimes these are criminal litigators, sometimes these are civil litigators, but whatever the case may be, most of the lawyers that we see on TV are dealing with and dealing in negativity. Why? Well, because that's what sells. Apparently, a TV series about buying dental practices is not that sexy. But what that really means to us is that, for the most part, lawyers who deal with positivity, creating deals, you're just never going to see that on TV. Nevertheless, a lot of people think, oh, I need a pit bull attorney. I need someone who's really going to get in there and fight for me. I think the point I want to make for the rest of this episode is that there is a way to fight for someone with actually not being a pit bull, and furthermore, that being a pit bull may be counterproductive. The two reasons I want to talk about this are, number one, because you need to have expectations about hiring your attorney. Now, there are transactional attorneys who can be aggressive, and I've been doing this long enough to see how counterproductive being aggressive is. Now, there are times when being aggressive is appropriate, but it has to be done right. People who are aggressive for the sake of being aggressive don't seem to enjoy long-term success in this industry. As a client, you would never know because they're meeting your expectations. They're like, oh, this dude's a pit bull. He's doing exactly what they do on Suits, so he must be good. Little did you know that the people on the other end hate his guts and don't want to work with him and are finding ways to back out of the deal. And when you lose the deal, your attorney comes and says, well, that was a bad deal anyway. I saved you from that. You have no idea. The other reason I want to talk about it is because a lot of our clients, I guess they're meek and docile, and they feel that they need to have a handler. And that kind of sounds like derogatory, but it's just, a handler is just anybody that is not the actual client. So what they'll do is they'll get a spouse or a brother or friend, fiance, whatever, and they think, hey, I'm too nice. I need someone who's really going to step in there and take the fight to the adversary. Again, there is a time and a place for that. But a lot of those handlers have that same expectation. I need to get in there and I need to really rough up the other side. Before I go too far, I want you as a dentist to think about a scenario. A patient walks through your door. After exam, you recognize that this patient presents to you a lot of money. They haven't brushed their teeth since the third grade, but they won the lottery and they would like all new teeth. And you have the skills to get them that. And you explain to this patient your treatment plan. If that patient responds with belligerence, tries to really strong-arm negotiate you, maybe belittles you a little bit, says, I can go to any other dentist in this town and I'll get a better price. Well, at some point, you're not really going to want to do the case. And the only reason you're sticking with it is because of the payoff. And then they say, you better do a good job because my wife is a lawyer and we will sue you if we don't get what we want. Well, at some point along the abuse, you ask yourself, is this patient even worth it? Why would I give him a discount? I don't even want to accept him as a patient. Now, I want to switch things up a little bit. Patient comes in. You actually made a mistake. You know it. He knows it. He comes back to you to fix the mistake. Now, if he comes back and he's mad, he's fuming, he's making threats, you're either scared or mad. You're not interested in fixing your mistake other than solving the problem and getting this person out of your life. And you have to deal with it because it's a mistake that you made. On the other hand, if this person comes back and says, hey, I know mistakes are made, I just want you to fix it. Then you're like, oh man, this guy's being really cool about it. Let me help him out. I relate these two hypotheticals only to illustrate that there are times in your life when someone walks in with leverage, but there are behaviors they can employ that makes them lose leverage or somehow changes the dynamics of how you view them or what you're even willing to do for them. Lawyers are no exception. The behavior of your attorney is a reflection of you, and your attorney can only do so much to change the leverage. That each of those patients, they walk in with what we call leverage. The first person has a ton of money, so you want to help them out. The other person, you made a mistake, and so you feel compelled to help them out. They have something on you, but there are things they can do to change that. Same thing with a lawyer. And there are things that a lawyer can do to ruin your position or enhance it. One of the other reasons I want to have this conversation and to bring this to a close is that a lot of times people have conversations before they even hire an attorney. We had a client, I'll just share. We had a client who wanted to hire us to do something. He had a genuine problem, wanted to hire us to fix his problem. It's not that there was nothing we could do for him, but the reality of his situation was that he had no leverage. He was basically asking the other party, pretty please. And they said, no thank you. And in his mind, he thought that if a lawyer barked at them, that they would play ball. But that's just not how it works. A lawyer can bark at them, but it doesn't change any kind of dynamic other than they're like, man, not only is he a jerk, he surrounds himself with jerks. So it is important for you, if you have an attorney or you do not have an attorney, either way, it's important for you in any situation where you need something from someone else that you understand the leverage. This is especially the case because when people first interact with deals, so for instance, you're looking online and you find a practice that you think you might want to buy, and you call up the broker and you start to engage in negotiations, or maybe your spouse starts to engage in negotiations. There's a way to mess that up. Not because your money is less valuable than the next person's, but because of the way you're approaching it. I can't tell you how many times where we enter a deal and someone says, hey, just so you know, this deal is hanging on by a thread because your client came in here negotiating like he's Steve Jobs, and we're inclined to just move on. Which brings up probably my last point, which is that nobody in this world thinks that they are unreasonable, including those people who are actually, in fact, unreasonable. Well, most of our clients aren't unreasonable, but sometimes they will do things that in their mind, it makes total sense. And I can actually see why they think it makes sense. But when the other side doesn't respond the way they hope, it's always that, hey, I'm being reasonable. They're not. Well, I can promise you, they're having the same conversation with their lawyer. So what are the takeaways here? Well, the first takeaway is be reasonable, be cool. If you're hoping to get something from someone else, whether that's a lease or a partnership or to buy a practice or a job or whatever, be cool. I say it's that easy. Maybe it's not that easy, but it should be that easy. Just be cool. The other takeaway is trust yourself. Most of the times when people bring in an outsider to help them on the deal, the client's just fine. They talk to patients all the time. They know how to talk to people. It's going to be okay. Trust yourself. Doesn't mean that you need to exclude other people. Sometimes it's a matter of your spouse or your friend or whoever. They just have more time to devote to the project. But you should have second thoughts about bringing someone in just because you think they're going to be tougher than you. By the way, there are definitely circumstances where having someone step in with you is appropriate. I'm not poo-pooing all the times that someone has a friend or a spouse or a brother or whoever that helps them on the deal. And finally, you know, it's interesting because I remember watching Suits, the television show, And I had a job before I started this law firm. And I remember watching Suits, and my wife turned to me and said, "Is this real?" And I had to tell her that the way cases unfold and things like that, no, it's not very real. It's a little overdramatic. But I used to work in a law firm that certainly didn't feel that far from it, and where you have lawyers who at least think that they are God's gift to law and were very belligerent. They yelled all the time to each other. All day long, I'd sit in my office and I could hear other attorneys on speakerphone yelling profanities at other people. Threats were made. And you know what? I don't know that they were any more effective than people who were just needed to be cool. Remember, TV lawyers, they're dealing with drama, staged drama, controversies, problems, things that you kind of have to be belligerent. But in most of our deals in dentistry, we're dealing in goodwill. And usually belligerence in any form is just not appropriate and is counterproductive. As a closing thought, I want to make sure that you as a listener realize that this conversation, this comment that I'm really making is really, it's a commentary of what we occasionally see. Most of the lawyers that I see, they're perfectly fine, but it's a commentary on a certain expectation. And like any general commentary, there are always exceptions. So don't feel I'm judging you or telling you you did something wrong. That's not the case. I can't possibly know who's listening to this at this moment. And so no judgments here are intended. It's just a general statement. Understand your leverage. Be cool. Have proper expectations. And that's it. I hope everyone is doing well. We'll catch you next time.